Dr. Somerville, you can click me from Miss Mary Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D, first of all, M-A-R-Y. Today's date is 1/21/2013. Patient is a 42-year-old African-American female, comes to the clinic with a chief complaint, number 1. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, number 2, headache, number 3, she feels tired, number 4, low calcium level, number 5, vitamin D deficiency, number 6, sinus trouble, number 7, sinus congestion, number 8, blows her nose a lot. Patient with appears to be allergic rhinitis. She does have seasonal problem with pollen and dust. I'm going to give her Allegra 180 Q-Day, Flonase nasal sprays, 2 sprays, each nostril Q-Day. I'm going to do a sinus x-ray, make sure she's not have a sinus infection. If she does, then I'll give her 10 days of antibiotics. The patient has had a abnormal mammogram, a spot compression, did not show a lesion. She just had superimposed fibroglandular tissues structures. She had a yeast infection. We treated that. She's currently doing well. Denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, floor division, chest pain, short breath, frequency of C-dysuria, melanoma, constipation. Her allergies may be affecting her headache or causing a headache. We'll try to fix her allergies. I have the patient come back in 2 weeks. I'm going to do a sinus x-ray. She's to avoid allergic agents that may cause her allergic sinusitis, period. She's to continue her Dexilant. She's complaining of insomnia. Would continue her melatonin. Would not recommend Ambien. Would recommend a dark environment for her to go to sleep in. I would recommend no TV for 4 hours. Recommend a glass of warm milk at night. And I recommend she increase exercise. This is Dr. Simon Origin. I'm going to get a clinic note from Miss Mary Crawford. Her pap was negative for any inner epithelial lesion or malignancy, end of decision. It's low on calcium, vitamin D, so I'm going to give her calciferol, 50,000 units, Q week times 1 month and Q 2 weeks.